Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 75. Today's episode is, I say this every week, I feel like it's gonna be a good one. It's my favorite. I want to talk to you today about JOMO. And if you haven't heard it, it's kind of old, but it just means the joy of missing out. And I know that a few years ago, it was all about FOMO, and it probably still is, the fear of missing out. But today I want to talk to you about the joy of missing out. This is important to me because I believe I am an introvert, but it can be an extrovert. It just depends on who you are and what vibe I get from you, and I will give you whatever you need from me, right? So this is important to me because I fell into a lot of, I care about what he says or she says or what they think. And, I want to go to this, but I don't want, it's just a lot that I go through in my head. So JOMO, the joy of missing out, I want to dissect it with you, and hopefully you will glean something from today's episode. Are you a musician mama struggling with working mom guilt? Does leaving your kids for a performance make you feel out of sync? Do you just love music and want your kids to reap the benefits of learning to play or using it to learn? In this podcast, you'll learn how to share your love of music with your kids to create a deeper connection with them, even if you don't know how to sing or play. You'll even get tips for your own musical endeavors and find ways to manage your time effectively as a musician. My mission is to help musical mamas manage their time and mindsets so that your skills and children are growing at the same time. This will ultimately create a melodious life filled with excitement that will inspire your kids. Even if you don't know how to sing or play music, there is still a way for you to share the gift of music with your kids. I am convinced that musically minded mamas should raise their voices and instruments because your God-given potential should not be wasted. Hello, I'm Joanne, a wife, mom, teacher, and daughter of the King. For years, I struggled to pursue my passion. When I became a mother, no time became my biggest excuse, and I hid my gift of music behind my gift of motherhood. I was afraid of what people would say and believe the big mom lie, that I didn't deserve to take time to develop my music or share my love for it with my kids. I finally have realized that by sharing my passion for music with my kids and letting them be an inspiration to me, I am finding fulfillment. If you're ready to finally pursue your family passion by using your musical passion, you've found a friend. It's time to say yes to using your love of music and connect with your kids. So warm up your voice and start practicing those skills, friend. It's time to waltz with me through all things family management, mindset, mentoring, and music. Let's make memories and music together. So,
JOMO, it is the joy of missing out. And scientists are proving that this is actually a way to improve your mental health. So during the pandemic, you know, a lot of people found out that, hey, I don't have to necessarily be at everything or do everything that, you know, I see other people doing or that maybe I think I want to do, but it doesn't even matter. There is joy when you don't do something, when you miss out on something. And, it said that, you know, when I start to see folks experiencing the joy of missing out, it's usually when they recognize their ability to live life in their own lane. And that is so important because as mothers, especially, we compare ourselves to other mothers, other women for that matter. And it just seems like, you know, personally for me, I'm like, man, I wish I could do this. Oh, I wish I could be like them and do this and that. And sometimes that's healthy, but for the most part, it's not healthy. It's not something we should be doing. So I just want to give you three things that I think will help you figure out how to experience JOMO, how to experience the joy of missing out. So the first thing that I think you want to figure out is what genuinely brings you joy, not just happiness, but joy. What is it that you love with your entire being that you could do or you could say or experience and it brings you complete joy? What is it? And that might take you a couple, you know, days maybe to figure out, because I feel like we do a lot of things as moms, right? You do so many things, but which one of those things are bringing you joy? Is it when you go for a run? Is it when you go in nature? Is it when you go to the beach or you just take a walk during the rain? Like, what is it that brings you joy? Second thing you need to do, actually, I could probably make this the first thing. Make yourself a priority, because you can't pour from an empty cup. You've heard that many times. You really can't, because if you are not filled up, you cannot fill anybody up. And I know when I am empty, like nothing is going right in my household. It's just not, because I am had it up to here, and it's just not going to work out. So make yourself a priority and do that thing that you know genuinely brings you joy. Yep, I'm going to switch it. First thing you need to do, make yourself a priority. Second thing, figure out what genuinely brings you joy. And the third thing, this is important, I believe. This is so important because I find myself doing this 95% of the time, thinking about what others think of me and what they say about me. And when things are in your head like that, it could be completely wrong, but I'm never wrong. You know, I'm always right. So I always know what other people are thinking and what they're saying about me. Just kidding. I don't. But realize that you can't control that. You have no control over what other people think about you. You have no control about what other people say about you. And you need to realize that and stop putting your energy towards that. So when you figure out, oh man, I'm going to miss this, be excited about that. Be joyful about that, because you can't control what they say. You can't control what they do or how they act towards you. Only thing you can control is yourself. And two weeks ago, someone at my church asked me to do something. And you know, that the thing they asked me to do, I really enjoy it, honestly. I've done it for years. And I said, okay, I was going to go, and I put in my calendar and to do the thing, and the day came, and I was like, oh God, it's like instant regret. Why did I say yes, I would do this thing? And I do love the thing, but I couldn't make it, needless to say. And so the first couple of days, I was actually surprised because I didn't really feel that bad about it. Like, I really thought I would feel worse than I did, but you know, so I just realized, like, okay, man, I think I am growing, because normally I would almost be sick to my stomach because I missed something. And so 2 weeks passed, and I finally got to speak with the person, and, you know, they're like, oh, you weren't there and this and that. And I said, you know, I apologize, but I can't be a part of everything. I really can't. And they looked at me strange, and I felt so free in that moment, because I'm not used to telling people, okay, I can't be there. I have FOMO. Let's just call it what it was. I had FOMO. I was afraid, oh man, I got to be there. I got to do this. I got to do all the things to please all the people. And yes, that's a good spirit to have sometimes, but to live like that 24/7, it's not. I don't advise. Do not advise you to do that, okay? Take it from me. So I just felt so much freedom in that moment, so much joy, because I realized, okay, I don't have to be everywhere. There is joy in missing out. And when I saw what had happened that day, because, you know, it was actually a performance, I was so excited for them, because I'm like, man, this was great. And even though I wasn't there, you all still did a great job. So I did those same things, those three things that I mentioned before. I made myself a priority. I just can't do it. I had to figure out what brings me joy. And in that moment, it was being with my kids. Not all the time does that bring me joy. But that day, that's where I needed to be. That's what I needed to do. And that's what was going to bring me some joy. And then I just had to get over the fact, like, you can't control what they say. They're going to say it. They're going to think it. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with them. So that's what I did, and I'm so glad I did it. Joy of missing out, JOMO, it's the new thing, and I'm telling you, I'm in a new point in my life that this JOMO, like, I'm never going to give it up, because it is so freeing, especially as a mother. You do not need to be everywhere. You do not need to do everything. You don't. You only need to do those things that bring you genuine joy. And if you take that and you make yourself a priority, you will have an amazing life in your own lane. Thank you so much for listening.
Can you do me a couple favors? Favor number one, go to iTunes or Spotify, wherever you get your music from, and listen to a couple seconds of a song called Mama Cry, M-A-M-A Cry. It's written by my husband, Paul. And if you like it, please support us. Please purchase it. It's only a dollar. And we would really appreciate if you could do that. Favor number two. Go connect with me on Instagram at Musically Minded Mama or in our Facebook group, Musically Minded Mama. Favor number three. If this episode inspired you, encouraged you, taught you something, I would love for you to share with this with someone who you know could benefit. Take a screenshot, share it in your stories, and tag me. This is the number one way you can thank me, and I'm so grateful for you, and I would love to connect with you.
Did you like my mommy's podcast? Please remember to subscribe and leave a review. My lovely mamas!
Go forth, mama. Be confident, be courageous, and be you.